country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks. Here we are, Friday. Friday, December 1st, 2017. You're listening to The Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, your host, live in North Dakota. And with me, my trusty sidekick, Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, James.
And you out there. You can call in the show live, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Some of you must have that number as well memorized as I do. You've heard it so many times. And you'll reach a live operator in Austin, Texas, the bricks and mortar real home of a real network, Republic Broadcasting Network. And as John Stadtmiller just finished saying to you moments ago, support the network and help keep it thriving. My story tonight, Paul, is going to be this. The big story ain't the big story. The big story is the big, what would we call it? It's the big 2 minute. In 1984, was it a 2 minute hate? I forget the duration of the hate.
2 minute hate.
2 minute hate. It's a 2 minute hate, folks. And I'm talking about the Mike Flynn story, the Robert Mueller story. This is a fake story, and it's a test. Our enemies are testing out their ability to instigate 2 minute hates. If you recall, in 1984, George Orwell, this one of the most important books ever written, George Orwell describes one of the things that the people have to endure is the 2 minute hate, where their telescreens trigger. They call on them to give the 2 minute hate, and everybody has to stand in front of their telescreen and start screaming and yelling at the fake enemy that they have been convinced is their enemy. They're driven into hysteria, getting emotional, crying, choking, falling on the floor with their hatred of the fake enemy. And I'm saying that's what's going on today. Robert Mueller is, in this case, takes the role of Big Brother. And he switched on the telescreens, and you're supposed to now be screaming, crying, demoralized, on the floor. Oh my gosh. Mike Flynn, Donald Trump, this is the end. and folks, it's just like the wars and the, you know, Winston Smith in 1984 finds out inside the Ministry of Truth that it's all bullshit. It's all a lie. There is no enemy. There isn't even a war going on. Casualties are reported. The enemy has killed this many of our men. More hatred, more fury. There isn't even a war going on. It's simply they have perfected by manipulating our minds with their control of the media. How he was able to write this in 1948, it was what a feat of genius by George Orwell. He wrote it in 1947 and 48, dying from TB. And that's what's happened today. And let me shift over in order to raise your spirits. I'm not going to talk all night about Mike Flynn and the Nothing Burger. We'll talk about really big things that are happening, such as, now I don't know the status right now, they're supposed to vote tonight on the tax cut bill. And I don't know if a listener has tuned into some live news feed or something and has a better update than I do, what the status of that vote is. That's really important. That's real news. And that's what people should be thinking about. Another thing that Robert Mueller is doing with his fake news about the non-story of Mike Flynn is he's covering up other bombshells, like the Harvey Gate and Matt Lauer Gate and the whole complete implosion of the Democratic, liberal, left-wing media, movie business, government cabal as, you know, our wonderful ladies take them apart. They're shredding them as they come out with their telling the truth about how they've been treated by these wonderful pro-feminist men, these wonderful friends of womanhood, and how they really actually treat women. That is a one heck of a huge story. It's not a story. It's a revolution. It's a tidal wave. It's of the same magnitude as the Trump revolution. And that they want to cover that up, folks. They don't want you thinking about that. So, Paul, with that, that's just the intro here to our theme. And I hope you folks calling in, could you call in on something that pertains somewhat to those things? You don't have to. But if you can connect a little bit to that big story that's going on right now, I think it'll add some zest to our show. And there's lots of opportunities. There's lots of different angles there by which you can connect to this big story of the non-story, Flynn. And the other huge story that exists right now, Robert Mueller is an absolute criminal. He's an absolute mafioso don. And he is, his role in Uranium One, his role in the corruption of the Obama administration, the guy who needs to be in prison needs to be investigated by a real special counsel is, or a legitimate, not real, unfortunately Mueller is real, but he's not legitimate, is Robert Mueller. He needs to be investigated and he needs to be imprisoned. So that's another huge real story that's, it's going to, now next week is supposed to be a huge week. The FBI informant is coming forward, and we'll learn more about him next week. And Paul, here's an important thing. We patriots need to grab the headlines back. The Big Brother has got everybody's telescreen turned on, and he's got the two-minute hate going with the Mike Flynn story. And what we've got to do, Paul, is we've got to somehow break in with our alternative media and get the attention of patriotic America so that they don't get fooled by this fake out. And let's just go, Paul, into just a brief summary of why I call it a nothing burger. Mike Flynn, if it's confusing to you folks and you can't figure it out, you know why you can't figure it out? Because it's nonsense. The nonsense. Mike Flynn didn't do anything wrong. Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong. What Robert Mueller indicted Mike Flynn over is that at some point being interviewed by FBI agents, he didn't tell them the exact thing they wanted to hear. He covered something up. He left something out. He fudged on an answer. And he wasn't covering up a crime. We'll find out eventually, I hope, why Mike Flynn, you know, he was asked really, what contacts did you have with Russians during the before and after the inauguration? And he did not mention, apparently, contact that he had with Russian Ambassador Kislyak. And in that contact, get this, folks, this is where it gets infuriating. In that contact, apparently, as we understand it, Mike Flynn was doing a wonderful thing, a very patriotic thing. He was urging the Russian government via Kislyak to not overreact to the Obama, the nasty Obama sanctions and actions against Russia on the good basis that a new president was about to come in. All these things happened just months before Donald Trump was sworn in. He said to Kislyak, apparently, you've got a new president coming in who wants peace with Russia. We've got a sane man coming in, a great man. So don't overreact to this madman Obama's actions against Russia. Just cool it. Cool it for a couple of months until Donald Trump comes in office. This was a wonderful, we were talking about it on the radio here, that Donald Trump wanted peace with Russia. We could feel that in what he was saying. We heard it. He was saying it. And that's not a crime. Whoever was involved in those communications should get a Nobel Peace Prize. Not an indictment from this piece of garbage, Robert Mueller. And yeah. And you say, well, he was the head of the FBI. How can he be a piece of garbage? He's a piece of garbage. And yes, he was the head of the FBI. And we had a mafioso as the head of our FBI. And we got another one in his successor, James Comey. But the point being, folks, there's nothing there. There's nothing. What did they do with Mike Flynn? Here's the other twist to this. Apparently, our laws are really miswritten so that if you I'll give you an example of how bad this is. Name me one person in the entire United States of America when pulled over by a police officer and asked, did you have your seatbelt on, sir? Says no. Name me one person who says no when the police officer says, did you have your seatbelt on? Come on. Who could be so stupid as to say, no, sir, I didn't have my seatbelt on. Please write me a ticket. if you do that, are you going to get 5 years in prison for doing that? Are you going to get indicted? No. But the FBI apparently feels itself to be so high and mighty that if an FBI agent says, did you have your seatbelt on? And you say no. In other words, you fudge. They can threaten you with a 5-year jail sentence for each and every instance in which you fudged an answer. And that's what they hit Mike Flynn with. So apparently, Judge Napolitano was on TV today saying, or on the internet, saying that the way he adds it up with the charges they had against him, which are these fudge answers, he faced 60 years in jail maximum sentence. And by plea bargaining, or by agreeing to cooperate, become a cooperative witness, he reduced his maximum sentence. If they're happy with him, after they finished beating him up through this process, he will get 6 to 12 months in prison instead of 60 years maximum. Okay, so who's willing? This is one of those deals, folks, when the feds go after you and they put 20 charges against you and there's 5 years on each one. It's an impossible situation for everybody who ever gets into that pickle. And most of us know somebody who's actually been in that kind of a pickle, or you know of somebody. That's the dynamic here of what's going on. Now, let me just check the phone boards before I go on to it, because we could talk endlessly about this. Their lines are open, so if you want to call at 800-313-9443, and we'll talk instead about, I want to balance it. I don't want to go into I don't want to fall into Robert Mueller's trap, which is to go, woe is me, and all we talk about is this horrible thing that's happening. I want to refocus the attention. Sexgate is going wonderfully for us. It's huge. It's big.
What's the latest?
I don't have any really big new things, but I assure you, folks, they're there. They're coming out every single day. The last big one I've got track of is, the Matt Lauer story. But the Sexgate is going great. The tax bill is, according to, the 1 hour ago headline I saw, it's ready to be passed. This will be a huge, huge boost for America. And the Build the Wall is going great. Donald Trump sent out a great tweet today on the acquittal of the murderer of Kate Steinle. And he says he ends his tweet with "Build the wall." And so the Kate Steinle will not have died in vain. If her family can take any solace from this, is that in this acquittal of this illegal alien, 7-time felon, 5 times deported, she will not have died in vain, because America is going to, patriotic America, forget about the rest of America, patriotic America is going to be driven to a patriotic fury over the acquittal of this murderer of Kate Steinle. Go ahead, Paul.
You know, there's a big story brewing in Britain. Earlier this week, Donald Trump retweeted a couple of short films from Britain First about Muslim crime in Britain.
Yes.
And much of the British establishment, the press, the Labour Party, even some of the Conservative Party, even Prime Minister Theresa May, who is a wet. Now, wet in British politics is what we would in Canada call a red Tory, or you would call a country club Republican, like a liberal Republican. Anyway, they're all up in arms, and Prime Minister May has criticized Donald Trump for praising a group that sows division. Now, it sows division only in the sense that it points out the tolerated criminality in the Muslim community, Muslims. There was an interesting incident that was also highlighted of a lady who was walking down the street one evening and was accosted by 3 Muslims. Muslim males, and they wanted a light for their cigarette. She checked her purse and said she didn't have one, and so they called her some very dirty names, called her a slag, and a Muslim name that's very disrespectful, and smashed her face into a concrete wall. She's badly injured, and she went to the police. That was on Halloween. A month later, almost a month later, as of the 29th, the police had not done anything, so she posted photos of herself up on Facebook. And the Muslim chief detective of her community came around and warned her she could get into trouble for inciting racial hatred. So when the police won't investigate and she goes public with her own case, she's told to back off. Well, anyway, that is the state of things in Britain, with a complicit police and establishment doing very little about Muslim crime. Well, when Donald Trump highlighted that, and the British squeaked and complained, Trump came right back at them and said that Britain's got a terrorist problem with Muslims within Britain, and it's something they've got to do something about. That's real leadership. And believe me, that's getting noticed.
Yes, that was a wonderful moment there. Donald Trump showing great leadership, great courage, and to hell with political correctness. And he was actually able to spank Theresa May after she came back at him with, how dare you? he said, hey, Prime Minister, don't worry about me or my tweets. Worry about the subject of those tweets, the subject of those films, which is that you're taking your country to hell in a handcart as you allow a Muslim invasion of your country. Now, a topic I didn't complete a few nights ago, I was going through some statistics about the degree to which our white nations have been suffered dispossession, as Wilmot Robertson, the great author of The Dispossessed Majority, the great 1972 book that you must add to your library, look it up on Amazon. We'll come back. We're talking about that and relating it to Donald Trump's tweets right after this break. And we've got a lot of callers, too. See you then.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now.
And are the good times really over for good? I wish I could go that low with you, Merle. Hey, we're back, and we've got some callers. Let's get to our callers before I lose them. Let me see here what I've got. I think I've got two callers right now, Tom in Florida and George in Texas. Let's start with you, Tom. You're on the air.
Good evening, James. Breaking news. The DOJ is going after this illegal that killed Steinle. He got an arrest warrant for his arrest. But that's the good news. It's breaking on the news right now.
That's good news. That is good news. Go ahead. What else have you got?
Well, yeah, James, the Case Steinle thing is insanity, but going back to this Flynn crap with this Russia, you know, this is unbelievable. And, you know, I see this insanity, and I, you know, it's like in disbelief because our country's been invaded by millions of illegals. You got this Mueller moron going after.
Can I add? I don't mean to interrupt you, Tom. But just to nitpick on language, because I know you agree with me on this. I would say Robert Mueller, folks, look at his face, look at his eyes. You are looking at evil. You know, some people embody evil. They are in their heart. They are so evil that it comes through their eyes. It comes out of their face and in their voice. Robert Mueller is really a devil. He is really an evil being. Go ahead. So he's more than, you know, go ahead.
I totally agree with you on that. He is a moron. He's a monster. But what I want to get back is to this guy that was defending this illegal that was reported almost six times. This guy is talking all this crap. He's a Mexican, too, talking about the illegal that killed Steinle. This guy, they need to put a muzzle on his mouth because he's talking a lot of spewing a lot of hate. You talk about hatred. That guy's talking about what he's trying to do is put a wedge saying how bad white people are. Well, if you don't like it, why don't you take your butt out of this country? Okay? But you know what it is, James? You got all these leftists, and you got La Raza and all that. They've literally taken over the state of California. I have family out there. They had to get out of there because it was got so bad. It was that bad for working and every other thing. They literally are flooding that country with millions of illegals. The hospitals are closing down. They don't talk about that
right.
in the news.
Well,
because the
yes, and culture.
Lie.
Yeah. I grew up in California, so I know exactly what you're talking about. The irony, though, or the you know the tragic situation is that California is a very big state. I don't know what the population is now. It's pushing 50 million. It's a huge state. And there are a huge amount, even though we white folks are a minority in California, as we are in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico, okay? There's still, you know, more than 20 million white people in California. So it's still the largest white state as well. It's the largest Mexican state, but it's also the largest white state. And so it's hard to say California is gone when that much of our best patriotic material is right there in California. So I don't know how the fight's going to go, Tom. Ann Coulter, in her most recent tweet today, she said, let's build the wall. And she said, maybe take a hard turn at the California-Arizona border and build it around California. In other words, put California.
Off an earthquake. I wouldn't break off an earthquake thing,
yeah.
But listen, if
yeah,
Trump
but she
goes
was
along,
she was
Jack
just being.
Over.
Yeah, but yeah, you know the yes, it's a bad situation. And then, what do you think, Tom, about the Mueller and this nothing burger with Mike Flynn?
Well, I think it's disgraceful. Like I said, this guy Mueller was an FBI agent. Comey, him and Comey should both be indicted. They should be put in jail. Comey is a clown. You got this Mueller is a moron. And these imbeciles are trying to go after the greatest president in the history of this country. This Donald Trump's done more in 10 months than any president's done in 100 years. Let's put it that way. In 10 months, he's done more than 100 years. And you guys go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, a good way to maybe get back the you know control of the real news is a hardball attack against Mueller for his role in Uranium One. And this is coming up, folks. Look forward to it on Monday next week. We are supposed to get some really big bombshells. Sean Hannity said it this way when he was interviewing the people who I have talked to the FBI informant who is now going to come out that was suppressed. This informant was suppressed by Robert Mueller and Rod Rosenstein and Loretta Lynch, who threatened him with prison if he talked. But we're going to hear from him next week. And a hardball attack against Mueller and Rosenstein. Get him out of the Justice Department.
Yes, absolutely, James.
That would
news,
be a great
good news. The 51 senators are going to vote for the tax bill. I'll hang on, James.
Oh, break. Beautiful. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I'll hang on. Be the break.
Okay.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
And Tom, thank you for letting us know that the Republicans do have 51 votes, apparently, and this should pass. The Senate bill, Senate tax cut bill, should pass tonight. That doesn't yet make it law. It has to go to reconciliation between the House and the Senate. That should happen before Christmas. So we should have a great epic reduction in taxes on American, hardworking Americans. Before Christmas, this would be an immense, huge Donald Trump victory, and the reconciliation should happen without too much trouble, the conference, because the two bills do not differ much one from the other. Both agree, for instance, that the corporate rate will drop from 35% to 20%. Just minor differences on such things. The child tax credit in the House version is $1,600 a child. The Senate version, $2,000 a child. That's pretty easy. Just make it $1,800, right, folks? So, So the two bills are harmonious with each other. They just differ a small amount in the amounts. So this should be an immense achievement for Donald Trump. And finally, when you've got the House, the Senate, and the White House, those three arms of government achieve something major together. Donald Trump has had to do it alone so far with executive orders, with memorandums, and you know, other things that he can do solo. Go ahead.
It now looks as though when this gets reconciled and goes to the president and is signed, there will be something to save American taxpayers' money, and that's really good. I'm going to suggest something right now where I'm asking Americans, because as a Canadian I can't, to spend a little bit of money, or I should say invest a little bit of money, and this is in Judge Roy Moore's Victory Fund. The latest poll shows Judge Moore, despite the Northern orchestrated hostility in the three major city newspapers in Alabama against him in favor of Doug Jones, despite scads of money coming into Doug Jones, Roy Moore is up 6% in the polls. He's probably going to win, but he desperately needs your help. This is a recent post from our appeal from him. I want to share some alarming news about my opponent's campaign.
And Paul, I'll give folks an all. Go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt that, but I'll give folks an alternate means to support Judge Roy Moore. I don't mean to sound self-centered here, but folks. We talked about this before, Paul, with another issue. The Republic Broadcasting Network is entirely committed. It's working around the clock to help Roy Moore. And it's in even more financial trouble than Roy Moore is. So I'll just say this. If you want to get a twofer, if you contribute to the Republic Broadcasting Network, folks, you're helping Roy Moore in a big way. So, you know, consider the help that you give to, and this applies to all the issues that this network talks about, that, you know, on any issue where John Stadtmiller's network is, you know, I mean, you want to support the Second Amendment? You can't do it any better than by supporting RBN, the First Amendment, you know, you name it. You want to support Donald Trump? You want to support Roy Moore? And so the, Don't be shy about if you want to click all of the above and help all of the above in one clean swoop, you know, support RBN. But when John Stadtmiller says, you know, our existence hangs in the balance and, you know, we're living from, you know, month to month, it's true. A lot of Patriot networks, radio networks have fallen by the wayside. They've collapsed because they didn't have the funding. And there's very little left. You know, as good as the news is from Donald Trump, our Patriot networks are not really thriving. Breitbart is doing great. That's great news. But we need to get some backup to Breitbart, some other networks. And RBN was there before Breitbart. And it's, you know, it's got some virtues of its own that even Breitbart doesn't have. So just that thought. Now, Paul, I interrupted you because you had another funding idea. Go ahead.
Yes, you know, if you have $100 that you want to devote to the cause, why not send 50 to RBN and 50 to Judge Roy Jones? This is what he was saying. The nasty lies and accusations launched against me by Mitch McConnell, the Clinton-Washington establishment have served as a battle cry for liberal Democrats across America to rally behind the Doug Jones campaign. Democrats are donating more than $250,000 a day to the Jones campaign to pay for more vicious attacks and smears against me or against Judge Roy Moore. Key members of Democratic members of Congress like Tim McCain and Pocahontas, no, he wrote Elizabeth Warren, are calling through their lists of donors and supporters to raise money for Doug Jones. But instead of rallying behind my campaign, the national GOP leadership are working hand in glove with the Obama-Clinton machine to defeat me on December the 12th. Meanwhile, the Republican National Committee and the party's Senate campaign arm have cut ties with the Moore campaign. There's more, but he says he needs your donations. He's getting good donations, but you know, if you want to help, and it's a long, long. Email, but address, but it's Judge Moore, at judgemoore.com. So pretty much the way it sounds, Judge Moore, all lowercase, at judgemoore.com. Click on and send your contribution there, and as his Victory Fund poster says, what he stands for, I'm sure it's something every one of us agrees with: secure the border, repeal Obamacare, stand for life, no amnesty, stop judicial tyranny, defend our God-given rights. I mean, yes. If
A
that
to
is
Z. A
American,
to Z.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's the American Freedom Party platform. So he's got it all. And don't forget the American Freedom Party, folks. You hear our ad, you know, in the breaks and so on. You can look us up. But my goodness, here's the great news, and thank you for mentioning it, Paul. The latest polls, 6% lead for Roy Moore. He was outspent in his campaign, his primary campaign against Luther Strange, 10-1, better than 10-1, over $32 million against less than 3, and he won by more than 9 percentage points. He won against Strange in the Republican primary. Now, in the final election on December 12th, coming right up, December 12th, he's got a 5% lead, a 6% lead against his opponent. So, very good. And he is being outspent 10-1. And this is, Paul, this is going to have really say something. The whole establishment against Roy Moore, he's outspent 10-1. It shows the establishment can't grease an election anymore. It shows that money can't buy an election anymore. Used to be able to buy an election. No more. This is a really – so Roy Moore, by winning when he's outspent 10-1 in both elections, this sends a really important message to our enemies. And let us go to one of our friends right now, George in Texas. And then we got John in Missouri, Alan in South Carolina, and David in Massachusetts, I think. We got to go quickly. George in Texas, what's on your mind, sir? Come in, George.
Hello?
Yes, George, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'll make it quick. I'll make it brief. If I were Judge Mapolitano, I wish Judge Mapolitano would answer this question. When Michael Flynn got indicted, it was, and the thing is, if it weren't before a constitutional judge, this case would be squashed because this evidence is based on an illegal wiretap.
Yes, it is.
Obama did. And that is illegal. That could be quashed real quick.
The whole thing should have been thrown out. You're right. It's too complicated for us to explain in the short time we have, but you're right. The whole thing stinks to high heaven. Mueller, folks, it's hard to believe. You know, you think, well, Kelso's exaggerating. No, Mueller is dirty, folks. He is not an upright man. He's an evil man. He is totally corrupt. He's a fixer for the Clintons and for the other insiders. This guy needs to be indicted. Go ahead, George.
Well, I'm just going to let you move on to the other calls. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
George, thank you so much, George. Thank you. John in Missouri, your turn. Come in, John. Hello, John.
Hey, I'm here.
Yes, what's on your mind?
When Obama was president, he blamed all his problems on George Bush. But our man Donald, he ain't doing that. He rolls up his sleeves and gets to work.
Proof was they
arrested that fellow that killed that girl this morning. One day. It took him one day. We got a good man.
Well, John, are you the caller who told us that we finally got a real American as president?
Yes, sir.
You know, I've quoted you. Many times,
I heard you.
Because you really said it. That's what's so beautiful about Donald Trump. We finally got a real American.
Yeah, we got a man too. I mean, nothing against women. I like them too, but I mean, he's a man.
Yeah.
You know? He don't lay down. He don't go play golf and cry about Georgie Bush.
Yeah.
He rolls up his sleeves and gets it done. This is the first time in my life that I actually voted for somebody that I wanted, not the lesser of two evils. This is somebody I wanted.
Yeah. Oh, you know, John, I love the way you say it. Keep that wisdom coming, that understanding that you have. Yeah, go ahead.
I'll call you back. You got other people that want to talk. I said what I got to say. Thank you very much, James.
You are the real American caller.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Bye. All right. Let's go to another real American, Alan in South Carolina. Alan, you're on the air. Go ahead, Alan in South Carolina. Well, while he might be away from his phone, let's go to David. Alan? Come on, Alan.
Yeah, can you hear me? My phone's acting up.
Yeah, okay. Don't knock over the furniture trying to get to the phone.
I'm sitting here. It's just the daggum thing's been messed up. But am I on?
Yes, you are.
Okay, well, Mike Flynn. One of the reasons they hate him, of course, is because he was going about the public affairs instead of going around pinching gals on the butt. And then the other thing, I thought I was going completely crazy tonight when the news came on. Lester Holt said, bombshell! Mike Flynn, blah, 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 blah. And I said, wait a minute. I know I'm getting old, but thinking back, isn't that old news? Hadn't we gone through that Mike Flynn stuff.
I wouldn't call it a bombshell. I'd call it a stink bomb.
Yeah, well, you know, like Shakespeare's play, Much Ado About Nothing.
Yep.
But it took them the whole program to finally say it was a year ago in December this story first broke, and I just thought quickly about your 2 minutes of hate. But anyway, I said, well, you know, you weren't crazy. In fact, you might have been pretty smart. You remember that this was an old, old story, and they called it a bombshell. A bombshell is something new, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, the message to Robert Mueller and all the deep state, his cronies, these criminals that thought they had taken over our country, hey, we're not buying your snake oil. We're not buying your 2 minutes of hate. You've lost control of our attention. We now have our own way of informing ourselves through such things as the Republic Broadcasting Network, and so we're going to stay on target, stay on point, and go after you.
You know, Republic is becoming more and more important because you can't get anything from Google. I tried to look up the Steinle shooting, and it's all just propagandized, you know, and blah, 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 and they go off on tangents. And more particularly, I'm saying, if there's time, one of your co-hosts, Patrick Slattery, who is on between 1 and 2 today, looked up and found out that they had testified or witnessed or reported that shots, plural, were fired. Google will only allow that one shot was fired. That seems to be very critical because, you know, you could accidentally fire one shot but not three.
Yeah, that's
like
the suicide.
I had to find that out from Patrick. He got, I don't know what kind of internet he got, but he did say when I asked him that question.
Yeah, well.
It says shots.
Yeah, well, Alan.
The only way to find out the truth is listen to Republic.
Yes. Well, Alan, so sad, the Kate Steinle show, and if her family ever hears one of these radio broadcasts, please know your daughter did not die in vain. Horrible, horrible. But it may be that this animal being acquitted may be something that actually causes the fury of patriotic America to arise and get that wall built and overcome these Robert Muellers who hate America. George, I mean, Alan, thank you so much. We've got another caller. I got to get to him. Let's go to David in Massachusetts. David, are you there?
I'm here, James. Hey,
okay,
James, did I hear you say you were from Northern California originally?
I have lived in Mendocino at one point. Mendocino, California, which is, oh, what a paradise that used to be. But I actually grew up in Southern California. I went to Pacific Palisades High School. I lived in Malibu and the Pacific Palisades, but go ahead.
Okay, well, you're the perfect person for me to ask this question to. James, my question is, do you know what Northern California said to Southern California?
You stump the chump. What is it?
Well, Northern California said to Southern California, no habla español.
Very good.
Yeah. And James, listen.
Yeah, no, we got the music. David, we got the music. And the music is not in español. We'll be right back with you, David. Stay tuned.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over,
we're back, folks.
It will be a better day.
Welcome back to our last segment here of our end of the week show here on the Trump Phenomenon. We'll rejoin you on Sunday in our time slot on Sunday, which is from 4 to 6 p.m. Sunday afternoon, 4 to 6 p.m. Sunday. We'll be back. And, of course, there will be a lot to talk about for sure between now and then. And we've got so see you then. David in Massachusetts, are you, David?
James, I wanted to comment on Robert Mueller, but I called Wednesday night and you couldn't get to me, so you gave me a rain check. But you were talking about, that was Lauer there, Matt Lauer, and then Harvey. Wednesday night you were talking about Harvey Weinstein and Matt Lauer and stuff, and these sex perverts and stuff. But listen, this is what I heard, that Harvey Weinstein is so scared that they're going to bring rape charges against him. You know what he did? He had his lawyers and everything that to prove that he is mending his ways, to prove to in the court of public opinion that Harvey Weinstein is mending his ways. He went down and he legally had his name amended. He had his name.
I thought you were going to say he checked into the hospital and had himself castrated.
Okay. No, to prove that he's mending his ways, he had his name legally amended now. He's not, his official name now, his legal name now is Harvey Wine and Dinestein. Harvey Wine and Dinestein. From now on, he's going to, like a normal gentleman, he's going to wine and dine the ladies. So he's now known as Harvey Wine and Dinestein.
Well, yes, and we'll close on that. Actually, horrible, the treatment of these women. But, the good news is, hey, the game is over. All you pervs in Hollywood and the media and so on, the game is over. And, all praise to these, to the ladies who are, have now, in mass. I mean, this is a mass. This is a stampede of ladies who are, taking these guys down. And I think we've only just seen the beginning of this. There'll probably be many more next week. And hopefully this stampede will stampede right over Robert Mueller's stupid nothing burger story. And the FBI informant will come out next week. That will squash the Mueller story. Hopefully by Monday, or next week, the reconciliation process will have begun on the great tax break for all of us. So that's a great way to go into our Sunday show, David, there in Massachusetts.
Hey, am I still on, James?
Yeah, sure.
All right, one last thing, James. You know what I call Robert Mueller? This is what I personally call him. I think it resonates. It resonates with me, but I call Robert Mueller Mueller the Mule Skinner. Mueller the Mule Skinner. That's what I call that bastard.
Well,
Mueller the Mule Skinner.
Well, all right, and I think a lot of people have even stronger words about Robert Mueller. I think he's going to get real unpopular with Patriotic America. And you'll be hearing lock him up. You'll be hearing lock him up at rallies. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Paul. We'll see you all Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
All right.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.